I wrote this next one for my father, who went to grad school with Isaac Asimov, and is the person who got me into both computers and science fiction. He died 10 years ago. Once my friends and I heard science fiction tales, we dreamed of space and rockets to the moon. Someday we'd live to walk upon the planets. The future, oh, it couldn't come too soon. Now it's long past the time we called the future, and still we carry on. Wonders of tomorrow still elude us. Reality keeps getting in the way, and the starlit crystal spires along the Grand Canal, cloud light on the warm Venusian sea, have vanished like the stuff that dreams are made of. The future like it used to be. We watched as gallant men rode thunder to the sky. Our probes brought distant planets into view. The dry and fragrant plains of Mars and Venus. Some dreams were dead before they could come true. Saturn V once carried spacemen moonward. We've lost the plans to build her kind again. Bureaucracy and budgets drag her under. Her launching pad stands rusting in the rain. And the starlit crystal spires along the Grand Canal. The cloud light on the warm Venusian sea have vanished like the stuff that dreams. The future isn't like it used to be. The centuries last year was safely far away. We'd have machines that talk with us more. We never knew the challenge we'd be facing was code and key punch 40 years before. Atomic rockets were a pipe dream. Most cities still burn coal to chase the dark. The monorail that once ran to the spaceport takes children to an outing in the park. And the starlit crystal spires along the Grand Canal, the cloud light on the warm Venusian sea. Hellfire toward the blue, and rockets proudly land upon their tail fins, as God and Robert Heinlein meant them to. Yes, someplace there are old fans who remember the way the future was when we were young, and when the chains of space and time slipped from me. Grand Canal, ride like sails on the endless starry sea.